It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin has a new champion, and her name is Lake Effect Allie.
She is a six-year-old English setter from Lakeside in the far northwest reaches of our state. And she recently won first place in a competition of 36 dogs from around the country at the Wisconsin Cover Dog Championship.
That championship tests dogs and their ability to find grouse and woodcock. Allie has done so well in competitions this year, she may qualify for a contest to the top 12 dogs nationwide this spring.
Our guest is Lake Effect Allie's owner, Tim Kaufman. Tim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Allie recently won the state cover dog championship. And for, you know, we're not as familiar with this sport. Can you give us a bit of a tour? Tell us how these competitions work.
Sure. So there's in Wisconsin and Minnesota, we have three different clubs. And the one I'm part of is called the Moose River Grouse Dog Club, which is just south of Superior, Wisconsin, about 25, 30 miles. So amongst those clubs, we run different competitions, and these are also held all over the United States. So there's usually in the spring, there's just local competitions. And then in the fall, when dogs are in better shape and, you know, leaves are on the trees and things like that is when we get into our championship level competitions. So there's always two dogs, we call them braces. There can be up to, you know, some competitions have 20, some have 40. The one I was just in last weekend had 72 dogs in it. So it can be, you know, pretty long. But so there's 1 hour courses that we run, and it's all in natural or state forest land. You know, we're lucky up here. It's called Douglas County Forest Land. So it's all public land. And on that, we all have courses that are, you know, trimmed or mowed a little bit with ribbon. And those consist of 1 hour long courses. So you'll be braced with another person and their dog. And behind you would be two judges as well. And again, it's all on wild birds. It's all on, you know, how your dog runs. Does your dog stay out front? Does it find any birds? Which in a wild bird trial, sometimes you can have the best bird dog in the world and there might not be a bird on that course. So it's just kind of the luck of the draw sometimes.
What happens if the dogs can't find any birds?
They don't place. So, yeah, but most of the time, really good bird dogs will usually come up with a bird.
You as a handler, what is your role in the competition?
So my main role is to try to keep my dog forward. And we do that once in a while by, we call it singing, but we'll, you know, every dog has a bell on it as well. So you know where the dog is. So I want to keep my dog out front. So if she starts getting to my side, you know, my left or my right, I want to kind of, you know, call her a little bit. And then she should respond to my voice and kind of move back up forward. You always want to keep your dog out in front if possible.
Can you demonstrate a call?
Well, my call would be like, wow, you're going to put me on the spot here. You know, Allie up or just call her name. And a lot of people will kind of like bark almost. Like if the dog is going back, it's kind of like a sharp, you know, like, hey. You know, and all of a sudden the dog will be like, oh, okay, got you, buddy. You know, and then they get back to the front.
The communication between you two is just so fascinating. And in your body language and you know, how you call to Allie, it seems as if you two really move as a unit.
It has to be as a unit. You know, and I've judged before too. And the judges are looking for that too. Are you two a team? Or sometimes we call it like pulling, like if a handler's really working hard to get a dog around, you know, sometimes the dog has a mind of its own that day as well. And, you know, they just don't want to listen that well. And it's a struggle. And if that happens a lot, a judge can just say, hey, you know, thanks for showing us your dog. And they can pick you up. So it really is a team effort when you're out there.
Can you tell us the story of Allie, Lake Effect Allie, how she got her name and a little bit about her background?
So I've been doing this for about 15 years now. I met a very good friend of mine, Sig Diggetts, and he found out that, you know, I bird hunted a little bit, and he had a training spot and was like, hey, why don't you come over and, you know, train dogs? And I'm like, oh, sure. And I've never heard of really these dog trials or anything like that. So my first dog was Maisie, and she was a four-time runner-up champion. She never won a championship, but she was, you know, second place in four of them, which is outstanding. So it kind of lit my fire to do that. Then I bred Maisie to a dog, and then I got Tilly. And Tilly was an amateur invitational champion in Michigan. And then I bred Tilly, and that's how I got Allie. So I've got a couple generations of dogs at my kennel that we've kind of bred to dogs that we like, and it seems to be working okay.
What is Allie's personality like when you are out hunting? What is she like?
Well, when we're out hunting, it's she really has a one-track mind, and that's to go find a bird. There is really not a whole lot of, you know, she doesn't come to your side. She doesn't want to be petted. She doesn't, you know.
She's in her zone.
You just nailed it. She is in her zone. Now at home, I mean, we could be sitting on the couch and she'll lay down and, you know, she's a normal dog. Not all dogs in the trial world are like that. But, you know, I have my dogs 95% of the time not doing trials. So they need to, they need to be a good citizen around the house as well. So
I would imagine they need to decompress a little bit, because even though they love bird hunting, they need some time away from it as well to just relax a bit, be a dog.
They need to be a dog. You're absolutely right. It can't be all about training and getting them in shape and everything else. I do believe there is overtraining. I suppose you could correlate that with anything else, to any other sport. But no, they need to be a dog.
Tim Kaufman is with us, owner of a dog named Lake Effect Allie. Recently won the Wisconsin Cover Dog Championship in a field of 35 other dogs, as we learn more about this sport. Tim, you and Allie competed in the Grand National Grouse Championship earlier this month, first time ever that this competition was held in Wisconsin. How was that experience for Allie and you?
It was absolutely amazing. I met people from, again, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Kentucky, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan. And, you know, we're all trying for the same thing. We all want to be on top. But at the same time, there's so many different dogs, so many good dogs, so many nice handlers. It was very special to have it in Wisconsin. They've been running this Grand National for 82 years, and it's the first time ever that it's been in Minnesota or Wisconsin. So we were pretty proud of that.
I wonder, in a competition like that, is there an edge at all to knowing the terrain, knowing the environment?
So we do. It was held down in the Chippewa National Forest, kind of east of Eau Claire. You know, and I do run down there quite a bit, so I do know the courses. People that come from far away, you know, they would walk those courses to kind of get to know the layout of, you know, is there a sharp corner coming up? Is there, you know, a creek crossing? Is there, you know, a road crossing, or just how everything kind of lays out? But you're right. It's kind of a big advantage if you're in your own backyard almost.
How do the dogs respond to one another, you know, especially when there are so many of them doing the same thing and, you know, congregating in the same area?
You know, actually, they do very well. Even, you know, all my years of doing it, there's never been a dog fight. You know, if a dog, you know, does kind of go at another dog or something, that judge can pick that dog up and just say, you know, you're done. We're not doing this. Mm-hmm. So your dog does have to be, you know, well-behaved on that end, too.
There's a point in the hunt where your dog has to be just still as ever, rock steady, until the handler gives them that release signal. Can you tell us what that moment is like?
So it's pretty cool. So, you know, you're walking in, you're hearing two bells, you know, and we try to get the bells with different tones as well. So when you hear that bell stop, you know, and that can be from, you know, 30 yards away to 180 yards away, you know, and the tricky part of that is now you have to go out and try to find the dog. So it does take a lot of concentration to hopefully know where your dog is at. So, but it does get your heartbeat going pretty good when you know your dog is stopped. So then you go out, you try to find your dog. Once you do find your dog, your judge is with you. And then you go to your judge that, hey, I have a point here. And then he, you know, comes over, he sees your dog. And then you both kind of walk in, you try to get this bird. Hopefully there's a bird there. You try to get this bird to flush. So when that bird flushes, we all carry it's a blank pistol, just a blank gun. We don't shoot these birds. Mm-hmm. So it's all blank guns. And that bird flies, shoot your gun. That dog has to remain steady. Can't move its feet, you know, until you are able to walk over to that dog. Then you grab the dog by the collar and you go back to the trail. But yeah, that it, you know, it can be a long time. You know, there's been dogs that, you know, they can be on point for, you know, 2 to 5 minutes without moving.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, it takes quite a bit of patience on their side too.
I wonder, is that something the dog is trained to do, or are they just born being able to do that?
Well, I'll say it's both. Most of the dogs that are, especially at this Grand National event, you know, there's good breeding out there. Mm-hmm. So we always try to breed to dogs that have that characteristic. Not saying it always happens, but, you know, we're always trying to better that breed. But a lot of times too, like in the spring, we do a ton of training on standing. You know, we put them on a barrel so they can't move off the barrel. And we throw homing pigeons, you know, so we'll put pigeons in front of their face, kind of try to trick them, try to get them to screw up. So they're used to birds flying in front of them, but it's not always that easy to get them to stay.
Does Allie have her training and competition ups and downs like human athletes, or does she stay pretty consistent?
She's been pretty consistent this fall, but absolutely. Some days are better than others. But yeah, yeah. I mean, some days a basketball player doesn't make all of his shots.
That's
know?
True.
right. You know, and sometimes the birds don't cooperate, you know, sometimes you get a course that, you know, maybe doesn't have very many birds on there, but yeah, I watched it this weekend. I mean, there's phenomenal dogs that, you know, had a little hiccup, you know, but it kind of makes it fun too.
Tim, is Allie as an English setter in her peak years of this sport, or does she have more to go? What does the future hold?
Yeah, usually, you know, over the years, you kind of look, you know, from 4 to about 8 is really where their prime is, as far as competition-wise.
So she's right in her prime.
She is right in her prime, yes.
And I also understand that she might be able to go to a bigger competition in the future with more dogs from a national level. What might happen in the spring?
So there's another event. It'll be held out in New York this year. It's called the Invitational. So it's the top 14 dogs in the country that get invited there. But we don't know that yet.
Okay. But we're pulling for her.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be very close. But I mean, if she makes it, it would be amazing. For me, it'd be yeah, just a dream. So.
Oh, that would be absolutely amazing. How do you know when it's time for a bird dog to retire, and what does their retirement look like?
Well, my dog's retirement, looks like everything else. They just stay the same. We go hunting together. They're part of our family. You know, so nothing, the only thing I don't do as much is, you know, go to the big competitions. I still might run them in the spring. You know, we call it spring trials, you know, kind of to have fun, you know. Yeah, really retirement for them is just normal. Hmm. You know, we still walk in the woods, we walk behind the house and everything else. So,
well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us. All the best to you and Allie.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Do give her an extra treat.
That'll do.
Tim Kaufman is an avid participant in bird dog competitions, owner of Lake Effect Alley, a very successful bird dog in Lakeside in Northwest Wisconsin.